We continue now with the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism, compiled and arranged by the Reverend Thomas E. Cox. Lesson number 10, on the effects of the redemption. And we're on question number 103. What do you mean by grace? I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, and chapter 11, verse 19. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot possess the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50. Not in bread alone doth man live. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, and Luke chapter 4, verse 4. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. John chapter 6, verse 64. I have laid help upon one that is mighty. Psalms chapter 88, verse 20. All things shall live to which the torrent shall come. Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 9. By whom, our Lord Jesus Christ, we have received grace and apostleship. Romans chapter 1, verse 5. If God be for us, who is against us? Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Every best gift and every perfect gift is from above. James chapter 1, verse 17. To one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1. Matthew chapter 25, verse 15, Luke chapter 19, verse 13. The wise took oil in their vessels with the lamps. Matthew chapter 25, verse 4. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. John chapter 1, verse 17. Be strong in the grace which is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Question 104. How many kinds of grace are there? There are 2 kinds of grace, sanctifying grace and actual grace. Now there are diversities of graces, but the same Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4, and Romans chapter 12, verse 6. But to every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the giving of Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. By the grace of God I am what I am, and this grace in me hath not been void. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual grace. Romans chapter 1, verse 11. Neglect not the grace that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with imposition of the hands of the priesthood. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, because no man shall prevail by his own strength. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 9. Question 105. What is sanctifying grace? Sanctifying grace is that grace which makes the soul holy and pleasing to God. A fountain of water springing up into life everlasting. John chapter 4, verse 14. Let us have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access through faith into this grace wherein we stand. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. The grace of God is life everlasting in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. That being justified by his grace, we may be heirs according to hope of life everlasting. Titus chapter 3, verse 7. They who are in the flesh cannot please God, But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Romans chapter 8, verses 8 and 9. God, who is rich in mercy, when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together in Christ, by whose grace you are saved. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. Question 106. What do you call those graces or gifts of God by which we believe in Him, hope in Him, and love Him? Those graces or gifts of God by which we believe in Him and hope in Him and love Him are called the divine virtues of faith, hope, and charity. And now there remain faith, hope, and charity. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. He that believeth in me shall never thirst. John chapter 6, verse 35. He that believeth in me hath everlasting life. John chapter 6, verse 47. Lord, increase our faith. Luke chapter 17, verse 5. We are saved by hope. Romans chapter 8, verse 24. My hope is in God. Psalms chapter 61, verse 8. Although he should kill me, I will trust in him. Job chapter 13, verse 15. But the greatest of these is charity. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. Charity covereth a multitude of sins. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. Follow after charity. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. Question 107. What is faith? Faith is a divine virtue by which we firmly believe the truths which God has revealed. Faith is the substance of things to be hoped for, the evidence of things that appear not. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Without faith it is impossible to please God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Thou standest by faith. Romans chapter 11, verse 20. But you, building yourselves upon your most holy faith, keep yourselves in the love of God. Jude chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. Believe in the Lord Jesus. Acts chapter 16, verse 31. By grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, for it is the gift of God. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. I have kept back nothing, testifying both to Jews and Gentiles, penance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 20, verses 20 and 21. Faith, then, cometh by hearing. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, nothing shall be impossible to you. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. For he is found by them that tempt him not, and he showeth himself to them that have faith in him. Wisdom chapter 1, verse 2. The precious gift of faith shall be given to him that hath not wrought iniquity with his hands, nor thought wicked things against God. Wisdom, chapter 3, verse 4, shall live in his faith. Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 4, Romans, chapter 1, verse 17, and Galatians, chapter 3, verse 11. My just man liveth by faith, but if he withdraw himself, he shall not please my soul. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. But we are not the children of withdrawing unto perdition, but of faith to the saving of the soul. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 39. All things are possible to him that believeth. I do believe, Lord, help my unbelief. Mark chapter 9, verses 22 and 23. The things which thou hast heard of me by many witnesses, the same command to faithful men, who shall be fit to teach others also. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. If you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sin. John chapter 8, verse 24. Blessed are they that have not seen and have believed. John chapter 20, verse 29. Abraham believed God, and it was reputed to him to justice. James chapter 2, verse 23. Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. Romans chapter 4, verse 3. And Galatians chapter 3, verse 6. And the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. Luke chapter 17, verse 5. Yea, though I should die with thee, I will not deny thee. Matthew chapter 26, verse 35. The trying of your faith worketh patience. James chapter 1, verse 3. Neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith that worketh by charity. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, which is moved and carried about by the wind. James chapter 1, verse 6. So faith also, if it have not works, is dead in itself. James chapter 2, verse 17. Thou believest that there is one God, thou dost well. The devils also believe and tremble. James chapter 2, verse 19. All things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. According to your faith be it done unto you. And their eyes were opened. Matthew chapter 9, verses 29 and 30. But say the word, and my servant shall be healed. I have not found so great faith, not even in Israel. Luke chapter 7, verses 7 and to 9. For even as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. James chapter 2, verse 26. If I should have all faith, so that I could move mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder to them that seek him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. For all men have not faith. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 2. Some have made shipwreck concerning the faith. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 19. With the holy thou wilt be holy. Psalms chapter 17, verse 26. All that is not of faith is sin. Romans chapter 14, verse 23. He that believeth not shall be condemned. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. For we in spirit by faith wait for the hope of justice. Galatians chapter 5, verse 5. O woman, great is thy faith. Matthew chapter 15, verse 28. Question 108. What is hope? Hope is a divine virtue by which we firmly trust that God will give us eternal life and the means to obtain it. And now there remain faith, hope, and charity. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. For we have not here a lasting city, but we seek one that is to come. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 14. Tribulation worketh patience, and patience trial, and trial hope, and hope confoundeth not. Romans chapter 5, verses 3 to 5. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. To thee, O Lord, have I lifted up my soul. In thee, O my God, I put my trust. Let me not be ashamed. Psalms chapter 24, verses 1 and 2, and chapter 7, verse 2, and chapter 10, verse 2. Keep thou my soul and deliver me. I shall not be ashamed, for I have hoped in thee. Psalms chapter 24, verse 20. We are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. Romans chapter 8, verse 24. Blessed is the man that hopeth in him, the Lord. Psalms chapter 33, verse 9, and 39, verse 5, and chapter 2, verse 13. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7, and Proverbs chapter 16, verse 20. Behold, the eyes of the Lord are on them that fear him, and on them that hope in his mercy. Psalms chapter 32, verse 18. The hope of the wicked shall perish. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 28. Let them trust in thee who know thy name, for thou hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Psalms chapter 9, verse 11, and chapter 56, verse 2. I believe to see the good things of the Lord in the land of the living. Psalms chapter 26, verse 13. Expect the Lord, do manfully, and let thy heart take courage, and wait thou for the Lord. Psalms chapter 26, verse 14. The Lord is good to them that hope in him. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 25. But it is good for me to adhere to my God, to put my hope in the Lord God. Psalms chapter 72, verse 28. Their hope is full of immortality. Wisdom chapter 3, verse 4. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, and in them that hope in his mercy. Psalms chapter 146, verse 11. But I always hope. Psalms chapter 70, verse 14. Commit thy way to the Lord, and trust in him. Psalms chapter 36, verse 5. Casting all your care upon him, for he hath care of you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, and Psalms chapter 54, verse 23. Be not solicitous. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31, and Luke chapter 12, verse 22. If God be for us, who is against us? Romans chapter 8, verse 31. My hope is in God. Psalms chapter 61, verse 8. Although he should kill me, I will trust in him. Job chapter 13, verse 15. For we are the children of saints, and look for that life which God will give to those that never change their faith from him. Tobias chapter 2, verse 18. Have confidence in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not upon thy own prudence. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Know ye that no one hath hoped in the Lord, and hath been confounded. Ecclesiasticus chapter 2, verse 11. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy hath regenerated us unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Be not sorrowful, even as others who have no hope. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 12. But they that hope in the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall take wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Question 109. What is charity? Charity is a divine virtue by which we love God above all things for his own sake, and our neighbor as ourselves for the love of God. Now there remain faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. John chapter 13, verse 34. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. John chapter 15, verse 12, and chapter 15, verse 17. Thou shalt love thy friend as thyself. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. But as touching the charity of brotherhood, we have no need to write to you, for yourselves have learned of God to love one another. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 9. Walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. John chapter 13, verse 35. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. Charity is patient, is kind. Charity envieth not, dealeth not perversely, is not puffed up, is not ambitious, seeketh not her own, is not provoked to anger, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth with the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 7. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, and with thy whole soul, and with thy whole mind. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 to 39. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, and Mark chapter 12, verses 30 and 31. If you love me, keep my commandments. John chapter 14, verse 15. As the Father hath loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. John chapter 15, verse 9. God is charity. And he that abideth in charity abideth in God, and God in him. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. Perfect charity casteth out fear. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. Charity covereth a multitude of sins. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. This is the charity of God, that we keep his commandments. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. Follow after charity. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. Bear ye one another's burdens. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. For every one shall bear his own burden. Galatians chapter 6, verse 5. He that hath the substance of this world, and shall see his brother in need, and shall put up his bowels from him, how doth the charity of God abide in him? 1 John chapter 3, verse 17. My little children, let us not love in word nor in tongue, but in deed and in truth. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. Above all these things have charity, which is the bond of perfection. Colossians chapter 3, verse 14. The love of our neighbor worketh no evil. Love, therefore, is the fulfilling of the law. Romans chapter 13, verse 10. Love the Lord, all ye his saints. Psalms chapter 30, verse 24. Hatred stirreth up strifes, and charity covereth all sins. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12. Love God all thy life. Ecclesiasticus chapter 13, verse 18. Cast thy bread upon the running waters. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1. Many waters cannot quench charity. Canticles, chapter 8, verse 7. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Jeremiah's, chapter 31, verse 3. This poor widow hath cast in more than all they who have cast into the treasury. Mark, chapter 12, verse 43. Love your enemies, do good to them that hate you. Matthew, chapter 5, verse 44, and Luke, chapter 6, verse 27. Charity is of God. 1 John, chapter 4, verse 7. God is charity. 1 John, chapter 4, verse 8. The charity of God is poured forth in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who is given to us. Romans, chapter 5, verse 5. If we love one another, God abideth in us, and his charity is perfected in us. 1 John chapter 4, verse 12, and chapter 4, verse 17. Question 110. What is actual grace? Actual grace is that help of God which enlightens our mind and moves our will to shun evil and do good. For it is God who worketh in you both to will and to accomplish according to his good will. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will make also with temptation issue. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. He said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. I will give thee understanding, and I will instruct thee in this way in which thou shalt go. Psalms chapter 31, verse 8. The Lord God, who is your leader, himself will fight for you. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 30, and Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 22. The Lord thy God hath blessed thee in every work of thy hands. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 7. I have run the way of thy commandments when thou didst enlarge my heart. Psalms chapter 118, verse 32. I can do all things in him who strengtheneth me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. In an accepted time have I heard thee, and in the day of salvation have I helped thee. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, and Isaiah chapter 49, verse 8. I admonish thee that thou stir up the grace of God which is in thee. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. And the Lord went before them to show the way by day in a pillar of a cloud, and by night in a pillar of fire. Exodus chapter 13, verse 21, Numbers chapter 14, verse 14, and 2 Esdras chapter 9, verse 12, and chapter 9, verse 19. Question 111. Is grace necessary to salvation? Grace is necessary to salvation, because without grace we can do nothing to merit heaven. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abide in the vine. John chapter 15, verse 4. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same beareth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. John chapter 15, verse 5. Our sufficiency is from God. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. Flesh and blood cannot possess the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50. The battle is not yours, but God's. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 20, verse 15. There is no help for me in myself. Job chapter 6, verse 13. Can the rush be green without moisture, or a sedge bush grow without water? Job chapter 8, verse 11. Hast thou an arm like God? Then I will confess that thy right hand is able to save thee. Job chapter 40, verse 4 to 9. Salvation is of the Lord. Psalms chapter 3, verse 9. My God is my helper, my protector, and the horn of my salvation, and my support. Psalms chapter 17, verse 3, and chapter 53, verse 6. The king is not saved by a great army, nor shall the giant be saved by his own great strength. Psalms chapter 32, verse 16. Vain is the salvation of man, through God we shall do mightily. Psalms chapter 59, verses 13 and 14, and chapter 107, verses 13 and 14. O Lord God of hosts, convert us, and show thy face, and we shall be saved. Psalms chapter 79, verse 20. Today, if you shall hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Psalms chapter 94, verse 8. Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 and 8, and chapter 4, verse 7. Unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Psalms chapter 126, verse 1. Cursed be the man that trusteth in man. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. Not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. When you shall have done all these things that are commanded, you say, we are unprofitable servants. Luke chapter 17, verse 10. Seeing the city, he wept over it, saying, if thou also hadst known, and that in this thy day the things that are to thy peace. Luke chapter 19, verses 41 and 42. For all have sinned, and do need the glory of God. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Therefore take unto you the armor of God. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. For it is God who worketh in you both to will and to accomplish. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. He will keep the feet of his saints, because no man shall prevail by his own strength. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 9. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, for it is the gift of God. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. Question 112. Can we resist the grace of God? We can, and unfortunately often do, resist the grace of God. Man, when he was in honor, did not understand. He is compared to senseless beasts, and is become like to them. Psalms chapter 48, verse 13. The sower went forth to sow. Some fell by the wayside, and other some fell upon stony ground. Matthew chapter 13, verses 3 to 5, Mark chapter 4, verses 3 to 5, and Luke chapter 8, verses 5 and 6. You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 7, verse 51, and chapter 31, verse 27, 4 Kings, chapter 17, verse 14, and chapter 17, verse 40, and chapter 21, verse 9, Ezekiel, chapter 3, verse 7, and 2 Paralipomenon, chapter 29, verse 6, and Acts, chapter 28, verse 27. So these also resist the truth. 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 8. And he sent prophets to them to bring them back to the Lord, and they would not give ear when they testified against them. 2 Paralipomenon, chapter 24, verse 19. They have been rebellious to the light. Job, chapter 24, verse 13. God hath given him place for penance, and he abuseth it unto pride. Job 24, verse 23. Before man is life and death, good and evil, that which he shall choose shall be given him. Ecclesiasticus chapter 15, verse 18, Jeremiah chapter 21, verse 8, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15, and chapter 30, verse 19. Thou hast bruised them, and they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than the rock. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 3. I have called you, and you have not answered. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 13, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 24, and Isaiah chapter 65, verse 12. And I gave her a time that she might do penance, and she will not repent. Apocalypse, chapter 2, verse 21. Despisest thou the riches of his goodness and patience and longsuffering? Romans, chapter 2, verse 4. But all do not obey the gospel. Romans, chapter 10, verse 16. Today, if you shall hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Psalms chapter 94, verse 8, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7 and 8, and 4 and verse 7. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. I cast not away the grace of God. Galatians chapter 2, verse 21. How often would I have gathered together thy children, as the hen doth gather her chickens under her wings, and thou wouldst not. Matthew chapter 23, verse 37, and Luke chapter 13, verse 34. Question 113. What is the grace of perseverance? The grace of perseverance is a particular gift of God which enables us to continue in the state of grace until death. Be thou faithful until death, and I will give thee the crown of life. Apocalypse, chapter 2, verse 10. He that shall persevere unto the end, he shall be saved. Matthew, chapter 10, verse 22. Hold fast that which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Apocalypse, chapter 3, verse 11. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. John chapter 17, verse 4. For we are the children of saints, and look for that life which God will give to those that never change their faith from him. Tobias chapter 2, verse 18. And the last state of that man becomes worse than the first. Luke chapter 11, verse 26. Matthew chapter 12, verse 45. And 2 Peter, chapter 2, verse 20. Thou hast a few names in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white because they are worthy. Apocalypse, chapter 3, verse 4. To him that shall overcome I will give to sit with me in my throne. Apocalypse, chapter 3, verse 21. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he hath been proved, he shall receive the crown of life. James chapter 1, verse 12. Take all that shall be brought upon thee, and in thy sorrow endure, and in thy humiliation keep patience. Ecclesiasticus chapter 2, verse 4. Expect the Lord, do manfully, and let thy heart take courage, and wait thou for the Lord. Psalms chapter 26, verse 14. So run that you may obtain. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. For when the just turneth himself away from his justice, and committeth iniquity, he shall die therein. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 26. See then the goodness and the severity of God, towards them indeed that are fallen the severity, but towards thee the goodness of God, if thou abide in goodness, otherwise thou also shall be cut off. Romans chapter 11, verse 22. We will continue with the biblical treasury of the Catechism on side B of this tape.